The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John.
And we have a very exciting guest on this morning. We always talk about Project Independence before we start, and we'll pass on that because we're going to be talking about Project Independence during the program. And I don't usually read stuff. We're going to read something as part of my introduction this morning. And it's from Viktor Frankl, who is a Holocaust survivor who went into the camps in his late 30s. And his book was Man's Search for Meaning. We need to stop asking about the meaning of life and instead to think of ourselves as those who are being questioned by life daily and hourly. Our answer must consist not in talk and meditation, but in right action and in right conduct. Life ultimately means taking the responsibility to find the right answers to the problems and to fulfill that task when it is constantly set in front of you. These tasks, and therefore the meaning of life, differ from person to person and from moment to moment. I think his book was tremendous. And when I read this, I get one of these every day. The person that came to mind was Judy Bosworth. Because Judy Bosworth has, and we are very fortunate in the town of North Hempstead, a supervisor that came and took her task. And the task of becoming supervisor, I mean, it was later in life. Judy was a mother, she was a wife, a mother, a teacher. Then she went to the school board, then she went to the legislature, and we're very fortunate that she took over the town of North Hempstead as her task. And she does it with integrity, and she does it with love. And that's an important thing, too. She doesn't just do the job. She owns the job.
What do you mean by later in life, by the way? She's still young.
I mean...
This is why I love this man.
I meant from the point of view, she realized the task. It wasn't her mission from high school and college saying, I want to be in politics. This presented itself to Judy, and she accepted it. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by later in life. There's many, many years to go for Judy, so I didn't mean it that way. I meant it from the point of view that she said, guess what? Something is different in front of me, and I have to do it.
You know what? It's funny you say this. Not funny.
No.
It's very true. But I had a question in here about for Judy that relates to not just Judy, but other people who do things for other people, and that is that you're really sacrificing an awful lot of your personal life when you do this. And I was just wondering about that because, like, you go to a lot of events because you want to be involved, meet the people, and so on. And then you have to have time to actually do work besides show business, if you will.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. Well,
you know what? That'll be the first question, after I introduce Judy Bosworth, the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Otto. I will tell you, and I will, you know, say my good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was so taken by that quote, and Otto, with your question, so I'm really looking forward to addressing that. But I will say, it's so exciting to be here for the five-year anniversary of the Project Independence radio show. What an extraordinary milestone this is. And so I'm particularly honored to be your guest today. All of the listeners, and I know you've got a very loyal following, they listen because of what you provide. You're providing vital information about the town, about things that affect our seniors. And you do it in a way that's fun and entertaining. So it's just always a joy to listen to this show. And you provide topics so that the listeners are getting information about what's happening in their neighborhoods. And not only what's happening in the neighborhoods, but really what's happening throughout the town, county, the state, the country, and even the world. So, I mean, there's no topic, you know, that you don't
see, Christina, touch. You are taking over the world.
And not a minute too soon. but, John, I'd like to thank you for the extraordinary job that you've been doing.
Oh, thank you.
In hosting this. And, of course, thanking beautiful Christina Liu, the co-host, the producer. And, Christina, you've done such a really fabulous job with this. And Otto Lohse, what would this program be, you know, without you? And this is your 60th?
Oh, yeah.
Time. And we're counting and hoping that there will be so many other programs that you will sit here and co-host.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's amazing. And you can see that this is a result of the great work that all of you do as you produce the show and put it on each and every week. Without you, the Project Independence radio show just wouldn't be what it is today. And, you know, you talk about a labor of love. It's so clear every time that I come here that this really is that labor of love, which is what makes it so much fun and which is what makes it so
important. Thank you, and it's true. We have a good time.
We do have a good time.
Yep. And you can tell. I'm sure, you know, anybody who's listening can tell that you know, you have a mission, but you enjoy it. You approach it with passion and with love, and that's great. But as long as we're doing thank yous, I do want to give a special thank you to Dan Cox, who's the Director of Broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Saloro, who's the administrator, and we have Sam as the engineer from Long Island University today. So we thank them for allowing us the space and the resources needed to actually record and broadcast this great radio show. And I know that many of the guests, and certainly your listeners, have truly appreciated the wealth of knowledge and the interesting programming that the PI Radio Show provides each and every week.
And now we're going to be providing them information from the supervisor.
There you go.
Otto, we're going to go to you before we go to some of this stuff, because that is, I think, a significant question you asked, because it shows the sacrifice that a supervisor has to make.
Yeah, I mean, I think of that often for a lot of people, and, you know, politics has an image that sometimes is not so good, but there are a lot of people in it who are committed in an honest way to do what they can to help wherever they are, whatever their calling is. And one of the things I always think about with that is you really sacrifice a tremendous amount in your own personal life. Like while I'm out playing golf, which I choose to do, or I'm going to a family barbecue on a Sunday or whatever, you could be over at North Hempstead Beach Park at something that, okay, you know, maybe sometimes you really want to be there, but then maybe, frankly, there are other times where you'd probably rather be over at a family picnic somewhere. And you make the decision to, you're committed to what you do. So my point is, I guess, how difficult is that sometimes to give up that personal part of your life?
So I'm going to piggyback now on the statement that John first read. And I thought it was particularly poignant because it was written by a Holocaust survivor. And the reason I'm bringing it up is it goes toward much of what motivated me to actually go into an adult life of service. And I've been doing service for the community for more than a quarter of a century. And then even before that, you know, as a teacher. My parents were Holocaust survivors. And so I grew up always hearing about how this was the greatest country in the world, how fortunate my parents were to be able to come here. My mom lost every member of her family to the Holocaust. She narrowly escaped with her life, as did my dad. And I heard always how it was our responsibility to give back. I heard that growing up, Judy, you're here because of this great country. It's your responsibility to give back. And I will tell you, I internalize that. I believe it to my very core. And I hope that the work that I'm doing, that the work is good work. And it is my way of trying to fulfill that promise to my mom that I would, in fact, give back. So this becomes more than just a job. This becomes answering a promise. And I take that promise very seriously. I love North Hempstead. It is such a great honor for me to be sitting here, to be able to do the myriad of things that one does as supervisor. And of course, you are quite right. It does impact on, you know, your personal life. It has to. And, you know, it is, when they say, you know, the proverbial, it's a 24/7 job. It is a 24/7 job. And people get emails from me at 3 a.m. I'm a little crazy, I know, but I am, you know, I feel very strongly about the need to respond to every email, you know, that I get. It may take me a day or 2 days, but there will be a response. I am blessed with a husband who understands and supports what I'm doing. Because if that weren't the case,
agreed,
it would be
You wouldn't be married anymore.
this is true. This is true. And we've been married for 47 years. Of course, I met my husband when I was 12 years old in day camp. But that's a whole other story that we'll go into another time. But his support allows me to not feel that internal conflict all the time. Because he supports what I do. He appreciates what I do. And he's there making sure that I don't feel... That I'm shortchanging my family in any way.
Well, I believe that the people of North Hempstead are very, very fortunate, and no matter what your political views are, I believe they're very fortunate to have you as a supervisor, and that's a personal opinion, has nothing to do with politics.
And I appreciate that, Anna, very much.
There are a lot of people who play games in your business, if you will, and it's a tough business. And it can be mistreated, if you will, as you well know from your own experiences, you know. But I think we're very fortunate that you are willing to do what you do because somebody, you know, everybody says, do this, do that. But nobody's really willing to step up to the bar, if you will, and do something about it.
But I will tell you, no one does it alone. I am blessed to be surrounded by people who are committed to this town, and that goes from every council person, and you're quite right, it has nothing to do with what the party affiliation is. Our council members truly are working to do the best that they can to represent the needs of the people in each of their council districts, and there are so often times where you have to make decisions that affect people throughout the town, and there couldn't be a harder working, more devoted group of elected officials who do that. And then the people who actually work in the town of North Hempstead, this is a staff that is committed to wanting to do the right thing. And the one thing that I say over and over and over again, because I believe it, we're here to serve the people. That's it. I mean, it's very, why are you here? We're here to serve you.
And I think Project Independence is a very good example. You have people like Christina, Paula, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Kim Corcoran, who's
Kim,
the commissioner of DOSA.
They're all very dedicated and committed to, and there's a long list of names that should be rattled off, but, you know, we don't have time to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, a company, a government, et cetera, doesn't function just with employees. It functions because they want to do the job. If they come for a paycheck and go home, and Judy has surrounded herself with people who love the job, who want to do it. And that you can't even pay for. It's the truth, though. You can't pay for that. You know, you hear all the, you know, certain people come in, they punch the clock and they leave. Those companies, those governments, those institutions, churches, whatever it happens to be, don't evolve. Evolution comes from people owning the job, saying, I want to go to work today because we're working on a project that I want to see. And Christina happens to be one of those people. I want to see you through. So you're getting phone calls after phone calls. Did you get the number yet, John? It's like, oh, Christina, please, ease up on me. But it's the truth. She's not doing that because she's getting a paycheck. She's doing it because she wants to see the project succeed.
Well, like they say, like a corporation is a soulless entity. Mm-hmm. A government is a soulless entity. It's the people that are what make all of it. I mean, and if it's good, that's good. And if it's bad, it's not so good.
But you just said something very, very important because you said it's the people. And so I forgot to include the most important element, and that is the people of the town of North Hempstead. What a great town this is. I see again and again people who want to help, who contribute, who volunteer their time, who work on behalf of other people in their community. And that's what it really is. It's the total package. It's everybody working together to really want to make this town as special a place as it is.
Which I think it is.
Absolutely. Me too.
Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go into our first break. You're listening to Supervisor Bosworth here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.